Baby, baby, stop. I feel so bad. So I have something to tell you, and I'm really scared, and I'm really nervous, but I feel so bad. And you're here and you're kissing me and fuck. Okay, so do you remember the other night when we didn't talk all day? Yeah, I met some friends up at the bar and please don't look at me like that. Like you love me. I mean, of course I love you, which is what's making this harder on me. Okay, so the other day when I met my friends at the bar, there was this guy that came in and he was attractive. I cheated on you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. It didn't mean anything. I mean, please don't leave. Please. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It didn't mean anything. I was drunk. I mean, I had had a few, and you know, I like my rum and coke very, very strong with the rum. I'm so sorry. Yeah, can I, baby, please, just, please, let me just, please, let me just explain what happened. Please, 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 baby, please just let me explain. Okay, yeah, 5 minutes, that's all I need, please. Okay. So, I met him at the bar. And the bar got really loud, and I had gotten a little lightheaded. So, we went back to his place, and I told him on the way to his place that I had a boyfriend and that nothing could happen. He was like, "You know, it's fine. You just look like you needed to get away." And I did. I did need to get away. I'd had a really shitty day at work. So, excuse me, I'm sorry. So we get back to his place and he tells me that he wants to go get comfortable and I'm, you know, like whatever, it's his place. So I said I would just wait on the couch and he came out and he was in his shirt and boxers and he was wearing boxer briefs and you know how I feel about a man in boxer briefs. I mean, the way they hug your upper thighs and all that power that's contained. And anyway, so he sat down next to me and we started talking, and he kept licking his lips and smiling at me. And then before I could stop him, he tucked a loose strand of hair behind my ear and leaned forward and he kissed me. He kissed me, and before I could pull away, I was leaning into the kiss. His lips were so smooth and so soft, and his tongue was exploring me, and He did things with his tongue in the inside of my mouth that had me trembling. And then I pulled away from the kiss and I told him that we couldn't do anything. And he licked his lips and he grabbed his cock and was like trying to center himself, and you know, stroking is my kryptonite. And before I knew it, that moan just escaped my lips because he had touched his cock. And oh fuck, he said, "Oh, you like that, don't you?" And I don't know if I just went blank, if I didn't respond quick enough, but before I knew it, he had pulled his cock out and he started stroking. He started stroking. And you know, baby, you know, stroking is my fucking kryptonite. So I watched. And I watched. And I watched him stroke. Sexy for me. And I still didn't touch. And I don't know why. I don't know. But in the back of my mind, it just was like watching porn. Just live porn. And I watched. And before I knew it, my shirt was off, and I was sitting there in my tank top across from him, and my skirt was hiked up, and my panties were pulled to the side, and I was watching, letting him see me, letting him see my naked pussy in front of him. And he was stroking his big, thick cock for me. Oh my god. Oh, and licking his lips. And I just kept thinking, his lips were so soft. Oh, they were so soft. And I wanted to feel his lips on my nipples. So I took my tank top. And then my bra. And I presented myself to him. And he took a nipple in his mouth. Oh. He took my nipple in his mouth. And he sucked. Oh, he sucked my nipple. And he took his other hand that wasn't stroking. And he caressed my boob. He squeezed it. And he stroked and stroked his cock for me. Oh god. And I had to feel his hands on me. I had to feel his strong hands on me. So before I knew what was happening, before I knew what was happening, I was sliding my dripping wet pussy down over his cock with my panties just slid to the side. And we were fucking. Oh god. And he grabbed a hold of my hips and he slammed his cock into me. Oh god. Oh, he impaled me with his hard rock fucking dick, and I let him, oh god, I let him fuck me, oh god, the way he pumped his cock in and out, in and out, in and out of me, oh my god, it felt so good, oh fuck, it felt so good. I gripped his shoulders, and I licked his soft lips, and I sucked his lower lip into my mouth. Oh, fuck it, I begged for it. Please. Please. Oh, please. Please fuck me. Please fuck me. Please fuck my tight, wet pussy. Oh, and he got faster and faster. Oh, and our bodies slapping together. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it felt so good. It felt so good. And then I remembered it was wrong. It was so wrong, but it felt so right. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. The way he pounded my little pussy. The way he took me with his big, hard cock. Oh, I couldn't have stopped if I wanted to. I really couldn't. My body just took over. And I gripped his cock with my pussy. Oh God, I gripped him so tight. Oh fuck, and he was growling in my ear. Oh God, he growled. He growled and told me what a good little girl I am. Oh God. Oh God, and you know what that does to me. You know what that does to me. Oh. God, you know what that does to me. And then, oh God, oh God, oh God. And then he asked me if I wanted it. He asked me if I wanted his cum, if I wanted his cum deep inside my pussy, and I did. Oh God, I did. Oh fuck, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. I wanted it. Oh God. And he looked at me. He looked me right in the eye and he said, "Beg for it. Beg for it." Bury your cock deep in my pussy and come for me. Come deep inside my pussy." And I knew it was wrong. I wanted it, so I begged. Oh God, I begged so hard. Please, please give it to me. Please give it to me. I need it. I need it. I need to feel your hot to come all in my dirty pussy. Fuck. Oh God. Oh. So he did. Came for me and it was so good. And there was so much. Oh fuck, and he fucked me hard when he was coming. Oh, he fucked me so hard. So good that I couldn't have even stopped it if I wanted to. Oh, I couldn't have stopped it if I wanted to. And then I came all over his dick. I did. I came so hard for him, so hard as he pumped that thick cum so hard. And then snapped back to reality, and I remembered. I remembered I was yours. And I left immediately and felt horrible afterwards. I'm sorry. Do you think you can ever forgive me?